This encore program for Fire on the Earth was chosen based on the request from many listeners.
Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue today to talk about some of the themes that began with on Monday and yesterday. Yesterday, we talked about the Beatitudes, the life that the Lord calls us to, the Sermon on the Mount lifestyle, and the heart of it is the Beatitudes. If you didn't have a chance to tune into the program yesterday, I encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are there. You can download them on whatever device you like. Best way to access everything that I talk about here in the program, this program, Sister Ann Shields' programs, and everything Renewal Ministries is producing that's free and meant to encourage and strengthen you as you seek to follow the Lord as His disciple, just download the Renewal Ministries app from the App Store. Also encourage you to download the Ave Maria app. You can access us there as well. And the beautiful programs and the really inspiring programs that Ave Maria is producing. Well, today I want to talk about the human heart, but trying to understand the human heart from a biblical point of view and from the church's point of view. And why? Because today there's an optimism and a confidence and a way of looking at the heart that ignores the biblical revelation of the true condition of the human heart, that there's a new kind of orthodoxy that's emerged in the culture. And I read an article not too long ago by Carl Truman, a professor of theology, history. He wrote an article called The Twisted Self. And in summary, he said basically what's happened in our culture now is as we understand the self, we now understand the center of the self to be our feelings. And feelings is truth. Now, you know, our inner person, what we feel in our heart is defined as the source of truth. And whatever I feel about myself, that's reality. That's who I am. And whatever I receive it, so there's a central focus and a trust and a real undiscerning trust and a willingness to receive whatever these feelings are in me, because in order for me to be happy, to be free, I have to be totally authentic. And what it means to be authentic is to not receive my identity from God or to have, you know, what's been given to us in our culture historically throughout time, what's been, you know, understanding of the human person, the wisdom of the ages, you might say, that just gets in the way. That's somebody else imposing a perspective on my life. And I want to be me, and I want to be the authentic me, and the authentic and true me is my feelings. So you often hear today people say, I am my feelings. My feelings are my truth. It's the center of my authentic being. Well, that ignores the wisdom of fundamentally of the Lord himself, but the understanding of original sin, because the human heart isn't so easy to discern and to understand what's true. And the human heart is easily deceived. So I just want to read a few passages. There's the, you know, a famous passage from Prophet Jeremiah that says this, the heart, this is Jeremiah 17, 9 and 10. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, search the heart, and I test the mind to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his deeds. The heart is deceitful above all things, the prophet tells us, and it's desperately sick. Who can understand it? Well, today, many, many people are being deceived. This is what happens, friends, when we step out of what we talked about on Monday. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Jesus knows that a dimension of the darkness in the world is the fallen human heart, is the sin-sick condition of the human heart. And that sin-sick condition weakens us and makes us susceptible and easily deceived and being led around by the powers of this world. Remember that Satan is the Lord of this world. Remember, Satan tried to tempt Jesus in three different ways. And one of them was he took him up to the temple and said, look at all this, look at everything in this world. Look at the power and the lights and the money and the influence. It's all mine. And I can give it to you if you follow me, Satan is saying essentially. If you bow down, he told Jesus, and worship me, that's ultimately what he wants. And the devil seeks day and night. He deploys his demons to lead us into deep deception, into darkness, what St. Paul called the futility of a darkened mind, a life of folly, to enslave us ultimately because he wants to be God. And so today, in a time in the culture when so many are turning away from the light of the gospel, and as I said many times, Pope Benedict described it as like the light of faith is going out in many places in the world, and what replaces it when the light goes out is the darkness, the reign and the dominion of the kingdom of darkness. And today, we're so sure and so confident about what we feel inside, or that even if you feel it strongly, that what I feel is what I am and what I ought to be and what I feel is good. And there, because it's my feelings, it's my truth. And therefore, you must affirm it, celebrate it, support me in it, and never say anything that comes against it. In the article that Carl Truman wrote, described something, you know, a phrase by or a characterization of what we're experiencing by sociologist Robert Bella. He calls this experience of calls it the expressive individualism that's emerging in our culture. He said, this is the idea that each person has an inner core defined by feelings and intuitions that need to find an outward expression in order for the individual to be authentic. Never mind that the human heart is deceitful and wicked above all things, is what he says here. You know, that the expression of this is what life is all about. And everybody in the country, everybody in the world, all the laws, all the institutions of higher education, of primary, secondary education, all the sports field, everybody needs to make room for and celebrate and let me express my own individualism. My feelings and my intuitions are my reality, and the whole meaning of life is for each of us to express that reality, no matter how self-contradictory it is. People call it freedom, but it's not. What it ends up doing is when we don't receive our identity from Christ, from the light that shines in the darkness, we will walk in the darkness and we'll be deceived and we'll call good evil and evil good. And that's exactly what's happening in our culture today. There's a great spiritual battle that's going on. So Jesus, who knows what's in man's heart, Scripture says, here's what he said about it. Matthew 15:18-19. But the things that proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and those defile the man. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, and slander. Mark's Gospel, chapter 7, verse 20-23. And he was saying, that is Jesus, that which proceeds out of man, that is what defiles a man. What people today say, they reverse it. There's nothing defiled in me. There's nothing fallen in me. There's no original sin in me. That's people's attempt to try to control me through their crazy religion, trying to dominate. The bad stuff's out there, and it's trying to force me to suppress my authenticity and my freedom. It's the exact opposite. That's why it's demonic. You can see it's got a demonic root. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, fornications, thefts, murders, adulteries, deeds of coveting and wickedness, as well as deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, and foolishness. All these evil things proceed from within, and they defile the man. So Jesus, the great physician, is diagnosing the sin-sick condition of the human heart. And, you know, you didn't have to be a Christian to know this at some dimension. The wise men and women of history understood this. But what we're seeing, even this bleeding into the church today and being celebrated, as if this way of looking at this, you know, self-expressive individualism is somehow consistent with the truth of Revelation. The Catechism has a lot of good things to say about it too, based on Scripture and scriptural revelation. Paragraph 1850. For example, it says, sin is thus love of oneself, even to the contempt of God. The proud self, exalting itself. 1853, the root sin is in the heart of man, in his free will, according to the teaching of the Lord. For out of the heart comes evil thoughts. And then it quotes the passage that I just read. So the root of sin is where? Is it out there in the sinful structures? Is it out there, you know, according to the Marxist, in the categories of the poor against the rich, the white against the black, the, you know, bisexual against the heterosexual, all the divide? It's all these structures that people put up. The sin is out there. The problem's out there. It certainly can't be in me. Again, 1853, the root sin is in the heart of man, the root of sin. 1873, the root of all sin lies in man's heart. 1852 has a whole laying out of the vice lists of the Bible that talk about what the sin-sick heart produces in people's lives. Paragraph 387 from the Catechism. Without knowledge, the knowledge of revelation that revelation gives us about God, we cannot recognize sin clearly, and we are tempted to explain it as merely a developmental flaw, a psychological weakness, a mistake, or a necessary consequence of an inadequate social structure. Without revelation, the knowledge that we're given, human beings cannot understand the actual condition of their heart. And so we should be cautious. We should be careful. We should be discerning. And a disciple is someone who understands that. I can't trust all the desires of my heart, no matter how strong they are. Paragraph 397. Man is tempted by the devil. Let his trust in his creator die in his heart. And abusing his freedom, disobeyed God's command. That's a very sad truth that the Catechism communicates here. Man was tempted by the devil, and at the core of that temptation, the trust between creator and creature was broken. And the words here, man let his trust in his creator die in his heart. And friends, that's still in the human heart. That's why people today, many people have this posture, this is who I am, I'm declaring my identity, I'm declaring who I am and my truth. And if God, quote unquote, God doesn't like it, well, that's his problem. Because this is my truth, and my truth is as good as anybody. It led to disobedience toward God and a lack of trust in God's goodness. Paragraph 398. In that sin, that is that decision, that original sin, man preferred himself to God, and by that very act scorned him, chose himself over and against God, against the requirements of his creaturely status, and therefore against his own good. Be like God, but be without God. That's the temptation from the beginning, and that's the temptation that's present now. For example, today we see what's happening with all the different definitions of human sexuality. Sexuality, my sexual feelings are my fundamental identity. That's a big part of what's going on. And so every kind of lifestyle is now being celebrated and pushed forward. Some are accepted now by the broader culture. Others are not, but they're continuing to push them. Instead of saying the position we're in, the deception is, well, I'm going to do these things because these are what my desires tell me to do. And this is the authentic me. And this is my only way to freedom and happiness. And the disciples, no. This is the world's way. And I've been called out of the world by God. And I receive my identity from the Lord. So if I have drives and desires in me that are inconsistent with God's plan and revelation and his definition of reality, because no one has my good in mind like him, and no one can speak the truth like him, anything in my life, a desire that's inconsistent with the Lord, I know it's not for my good, and I shouldn't do it. Friends, I hope you can join me again tomorrow. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.